cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and all over the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you, giving you some original local music from Wisconsin. Right now, we're going to talk a little real estate rocker with Aaron Weber.
We are, Jimmy. Buying and selling a home can be a stressful and complicated process for many, but for Aaron Weber, it's a streamlined process that he has honed over the years. Aaron has been in the top 1% of real estate agents for the past 9 years, and he's on a mission to provide the utmost level of care, skill, and knowledge to every client during their real estate transaction. Recently, Aaron Weber Group became the proud sponsor of the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, and he's dropped by the studio to tell us a little bit about what he does and the hot housing market here in Madison. Aaron Weber, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks for having me tonight. I'm glad to be here in studio and just want to kind of share what we know.
Thank you so much for coming in. Before we get into it, are you a bracket guy? Do you got a couple brackets cooking, or at least one?
No, I got a couple brackets cooking. I lost pretty bad with Purdue, Arizona. I did go with Baylor the whole way, so we'll see where that goes.
Baylor the whole way?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't go Marquette, so I probably should leave quietly through the back door.
That game is tomorrow. That's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great game.
Aaron, for our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of knowing or working with you, tell us a little bit about Aaron Weber. What's your backstory?
Well, I grew up in Northeast Iowa, so also don't hold that against me. But I did spend most of my weekends in Wisconsin and Prairie du Chien, so I'm pretty local to the area. I spent my 20s in Los Angeles, so I was living that dream out there. Then after, you know, living the dream up there on Sunset Boulevard and realizing you can't afford that dream.
Was that when you were with Poison?
No. Oh, okay. I wasn't with Poison. I don't have a W-2 to prove that I wasn't, though. So I spent my 20s out there, just lived that dream, had a lot of fun, and then it was very expensive. And then I figured, I met my wife out there, and she's from Wisconsin. I'm like, well, I'm kind of near there. Let's get back here and see what happens.
What were you doing in the Prairie du Chien area?
Well, I was going to movies back in there when I was a kid, and then trying not to get in trouble, but we can't talk about those things.
I like that town. That's why I would bring it up. One of my favorite camping spots is just north of there, actually.
Very good, very good.
Isn't that funny that you would go out to California to meet your wife who's from Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And the Midwest travels very well to California, and then everyone out there just doesn't deal with us very well. So all the Midwestern people get all together, and then they realize that all we like to do is go to bars. So
Packer bars.
Yes.
Aaron, how did you get into real estate, and what inspired you to start the Aaron Weber Group and build a team? Tell us about the Aaron Weber Group.
Well, I started the team, or I started in real estate about 12 years ago. So I like real estate. I like helping people. I like, you know, the idea of showing homes, showing what's around, what's available, and getting people informed information. So then I kind of created a team around me of like-minded people who are really passionate about making sure you understand what you're getting into. Because the real estate market is very hot.
Yeah.
It's been hot for years, and just knowing, because there's so many wild cards and the biggest purchase of your life, you want to kind of make sure you're working with somebody that has some knowledge base.
Exactly. You know, Mrs. K and I, we kind of dipped our toes in the market. We were thinking about maybe upgrading and selling what we have and get something else with a garage. Talk about the market, especially here in Madison, as such a seller's market. Explain the lack of inventory of homes for sale and how that affects the market and buyers and sellers.
Well, the lack of inventory just drives up pricing. The lack of inventory is based on tons of factors, but builders haven't built. People keep moving to Madison. It's affordable. It's a beautiful town. So people keep coming here, which keeps making our market stronger. Pricing keeps going up. So sellers are in great positions right now. You'd be shocked how much equity you've made in the last 2 years if you've owned a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It is definitely shocking.
You know, you were just talking about that. Some sellers, they're holding out, and they have more equity maybe built up than they think. How do they find out how much equity that they do have in their home and whether it might be, you know, good to list?
Well, the easiest way is to just call me. You know, I come out to your house, tell you your house is worth a lot of money, and you're really excited. You can also go to my website, movetomadison.com. We have a property valuation tool on there. You can just type in your address, and it'll give you an instant valuation quote. But those quotes aren't as good as having a real estate professional come to your house, show you the comps, show you what you can actually get for your house, and show you what you can do with it. Mm. What little fixes you can do to get more out of your house.
Mm.
Even if you're not looking to move today or tomorrow, still give us a call. But if you're going to take over 20 years to sell, maybe not call me because I'm trying to retire. About it. So,
within 15 years,
yeah,
right?
15 years yeah. would be fine. But 20, I mean, yeah. like I really kind of want to wind down by then.
Right.
So
is the craziness like before, like this time last year, the market was just absolutely insane. People were buying houses sight unseen without a inspection or anything like that. Is that still happening or is that kind of mellowed out a little bit?
That's absolutely still happening. It all depends on price point. We had a listing last week that was priced under $300,000 in Madison, had over 100 people through, 25 offers on it.
Wow.
It's
amazing.
It's sad, but it's also kind of crazy. You know, if you're a buyer in there, you got to make sure you have a strong agent who knows the market and who knows how to get you that house if you want that house.
Yeah, you got to, you know, I want to buy a house. It's a seller's market, like you said. How do I put in the best offer possible? I mean, should I write a letter to the owner about how I really love the house and that I'm an exceptionally good person, or is that a bad idea?
That's probably a bad idea. Give them a picture of the thumbs up and just, you know, be like, at the end of the day, a smart agent on the other side, if I'm working with you on the buy side, and they're going to want to, that seller's looking at net numbers. They don't, you know, care that you got a gold ribbon or a blue star.
What?
It's shocking.
I'm a cool guy.
I mean, I sent him my resume from like when I was in grade school saying, you know, I got, you know, a perfect attendance and, you know, I glued my spelling book together. But I mean, it didn't really work out that well. It's all about net numbers to the sellers. What's most advantageous for them? Do they need to stay in their home after? Are you flexible on anything? You know, just knowing what you need to know, and a smart agent's going to tell you what you need to know.
You know, there's a lot of realtors out there, Aaron. And,
there's a few of us.
How do you make yourself stand out over the crowd? I mean, like, what's the unique service about the Aaron Weber Group?
Well, I usually wear two different colored socks, so that's probably one thing. I have witty humor.
Yeah.
But no, but seriously, we stand out because, you know, we're very responsive to your guys' questions, your answers, knowing the market, selling the most homes in the Madison area for years, being the top team at First Weber for 7 years straight. Really helps us know what we're doing. We know all the top agents in the area. We know what homes are coming that you don't know of. We know more things than we should know.
Right. Leave it to the professionals is what you're saying. And since you have that number one ranking behind your name, maybe that information is pretty good and you got to take it to heart, right?
Yeah, you should. So, but the other thing on that, like my last name is Weber, but I don't own the company. If I did, I'd probably be golfing somewhere warm today, not here where it's 12 to 14 degrees. So you got lucky that way.
Well, Aaron, we really thank you so much for coming on, supporting the local music scene, not only here in Madison, but around the state of Wisconsin here on Max Inc. Radio. It does by heart wonders that you're on as a sponsor. We appreciate that. Tell us how we get more information about Aaron Weber Group.
The best way to reach us is movetomadison.com. You'll see all of our info on there. You'll see all the team. You'll see everything you need to do. We have tons of useful information on there. So just reach out that way or just call me on my cell at 608-556-4179. But try not to call late because I get in trouble that way. So.
All right. Keep it a respectable hour. Right. Hey, I'll give you a call tomorrow after that Marquette Baylor game.
Yeah.
We'll have a beer or something like
that. Exactly. So that'll be another Cinderella story where I lose.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, who knows what happens, you know? This tournament has turned out to be crazy. Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And come back again, please.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
We got some work coming up. We're going to talk about camping next hour, Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
It's just around the corner. Camping. Right now, brand new music here from Adem Tesfaye Band. This is brand new music called Internal Fire. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.